you might die if you take this.
Is that on there?
Everything. Like, there's buildings.
Oh, and this, it says it on this?
I don't know. Everything says it. In buildings, it says there might be a risk that you get cancer and we're not responsible. There might be a risk that you breathe something and you die and we're not responsible. There's little signs on everything in the world that say things like that.
I don't see that urban environment. I don't
read it and I laugh. I'm like,
she goes around feeling superior. Oh, yeah, you kill me.
Not in my world.
I was fucking rich.
Not in my world.
You would go, that's rich. I'm a fucking rich, buddy. You stand here another 5 minutes, you're dead just for my exhalation.
Yeah, you come around me and I'll kill you.
I'm a rich. You should have that on your
T-shirt. Yeah.
I'm a rich. I'm not responsible for
anything. Don't come near me if you die. If you die from being around me, I'm not responsible.
That's a good T-shirt, huh?
Yeah, I'm a risk.
We should make one for
both. What is it? I'm a risk.
I'm not responsible.
I'm not responsible for your death.
Because you engaged my shirt.
We should make a T-shirt. I'm a risk.
I'm not responsible for your death if you come around me.
Yeah, just go and photograph those signs. And then just take that.
Yeah.
Damn, so I got a way better understanding of McLuhan today. Good. On what he's speaking about.
Yeah.
Because the medium is everything we see with our lying eyes, basically.
And ears, all the senses.
Oh, so it's all this.
You're visually biased, so you don't remember all your other senses.
Oh, yeah. So it could be even
like
smell.
That sign.
Yeah.
You're at risk, and you're going to die.
And I can massage you, but oh my God, I'm going to die. It can actually make you act a different way. Yeah.
It alters you.
It alters you, I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because that's a medium. So
it alters you.
Yeah. Damn, that's fucking. And now my mind is starting to understand this, what McLuhan was fucking talking about.
Right.
Because if you can't get out your mind or like ascend and be a god, you'll be stuck in this shit.
But you don't ascend and be a god. You have to understand the process of reality around you, which you just learned from McLuhan.
Yeah.
I'm saying that is ascension.
Oh.
Getting these key points or ideas or scenarios.
So basically, McLuhan's basic, if on a wide scale, if you had to tell someone what McLuhan was about, is he's trying to teach you to get out your mind, because your mind is getting massaged by these mediums that you're seeing, and they have
your body's getting massaged.
Your body's,
and your mind's reflecting that. It's been dragged along by the new body ratios, the new sensory ratios that you've been.
What are sensory ratios?
When TV comes in and makes you all tactile and disrupts your old visual sense. So TV's tactile. So everybody starts thinking tactile thoughts.
Different. When they watch TV?
Yes, and engage with other people who are watching TV.
Uh-huh. So tactile thoughts tactility is a feeling.
Visual.
It's a feeling, right?
Yeah, I call it a feeling, but it's more than that, but that's beginning point.
Yeah.
It's like, I would say you're right so far, but we're going to say you're wrong in 2 weeks.
So what else would it be besides feeling? If you say tactility.
You become a rhythm addict, and you start listening to rock and roll and Elvis Presley when TV came in, and your whole preferences for music changes.
So you're saying
jazz dies, Elvis takes over, because his rhythms were more for the tactile TV than the smooth radio electric.
It's like when you stop liking old Atlanta music, and now you're starting to like the new Migos and the new Atlanta music. Like, you're not listening to Outkast anymore, you're listening to Migos and...
So it's almost you got to listen, you almost got to engage in the media. You don't have to engage, but it's almost like you have to just be where you don't even see the medium as a massage to you. You just know that you're in this space.
Maybe that's, you have to know it's massaging you.
Yeah. So you're always being massaged, like you're being massaged right now.
Yeah.
But you're aware.
But you're aware you're being massaged.
I'm watching very carefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Don't you fuckers make a false.
And that's the difference, right? That,
yeah.
That you know you're being massaged, but you're aware instead of just being massaged. I have no clue that that's happening to you.
I'm not babbling. I listen to everything I say and think, and respond to everything you say, and I'm not going to respond until I make sure I get what you said.
Yeah, okay.
Like I'm always doing the show. What did you say? Repeat yourself?
Because you really want to, you're not just...
Yeah.
You're
nobody not just, else topic? Is asking anybody to repeat themselves.
What's the topic?
What?
Yeah. What's the topic?
Yeah, you're right. So now I would say that the Black Mirror is the biggest massage of all. Because it's like, you can literally...
And it's small.
And it's,
Ryan says small or something more powerful. It's very small compared to older media.
Yeah, but the computer
it's
and all
the
that.
It's the smallest thus far.
Yep. And it's powerful.
Okay.
It's like, people like TV. It's like having a fucking little handy TV there.
Right there, all day.
Yeah. You don't have to go home to watch TV. You're carrying your TV around with you.
Yeah.
That shit is really massaging the fuck out of people.
Yeah, you should walk. You walk on the beach. Every idiot, couples, they go. Let's go on vacation and we'll watch our Black Mirrors together. Yeah.
So that's why you said turn the TV off when we came in here, because it would allow. Okay, there it is. Yeah. So we're talking.
Noise? It's watching
and
you.
It's massaging my ears, and it's taking me off of
this medium.
Yeah. I always remember what you said. He's saying, our apartment, I hate
the refrigerator
noise. It's so loud. Sometimes I'm working, I have nothing on, and I'm working, and it's like, and then, I won't notice it until it goes off.
Yeah.
Because I don't hear that noise. So then I'm aware that it goes back on, and it bugs me really bad. And I remember what you said one time, you don't know what the refrigerator is doing to you.
I caused your awareness of this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hate it.
Well, don't worry about it too much. It's just a buzz.
Mm-hmm. The buzz bugs me.
Yeah, well, that's why the free jazz happened in the 50s, 60s. These black guys started making noise to get people used to the noise that was coming.
Everything that's
happening. Yeah, so you should look at it as a yoga. It's an exercise in dissonance. Mm.
That's a good way.
Don't resist it so much. Yeah. What the fuck's the matter? Turn it off. Pull the plug out for a while or something. Mm.
and then the contrast, everything fucking melts.
Yeah. Don't forget to put it back in. Yeah. Plug it back in 10 minutes later.
It is so loud. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God.
But you can't put some radio or something on to balance it?
No, I will. But sometimes when I'm just in silence and I'm
working.
You want
the silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is super loud. You can never be in silence.
So that's contrast. That's an example. It's a tech body or something bugging you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, reality's always going to be bugging you.
Yeah.
So you got to get in a slack mood about it.
What I do a lot, and Jetso is like, what are you watching? I turn the TV on, but I'm not paying attention or watching it. It's just so I kind of drown that noise out, because I can deal with the TV noise.
Yeah.
But I don't like the refrigerator.
So you don't turn
noise.
The radio on, you turn on the TV.
I turn the TV on.
Yeah. So that's why you have to have slack, because you're going to be bugged fucking time.
Yeah, you know why you have to have slack? How you get slack? You fucking listen to people, you're generally nice to them. You don't want to get into fucking problems where your emotions get distracted and you can't focus on what
Do you do when people talk to you, like today, we went to meet those people from Britain, because we went to go on the beach.
We didn't meet them. They spotted us.
They spotted us. We just went. We were walking to the beach.
We were walking around the beach
to go on the sand.
No plan to meet them.
No plan.
We were trying to find a spot to on the beach. We started off from the Fairmont, and we wanted to find. We thought we were looking for Polo Beach to lay out.
We went to the wrong one, and we ended up at Four Seasons.
And we were walking, and it was so hot already, and we're like, let's stop to get
water. We had these fucking hats on, and we're fucking sweating.
We had our hats and our towels, so we're like, let's stop to get water.
What time is this, noon hour?
This is about 3.
Yeah?
Yeah, like 2:33.
Yeah,
so we're like, we need water, let's stop. And we weren't even aware that we stopped in front of the Four Seasons, and we said, let's go get water or drink, a drink.
And
we went and sat there, and while we're sitting there.
In the restaurant area.
Yeah, in the bar area. And then we see them.
They saw us.
They saw you first.
No, I saw him first. I saw the guy literally sitting right in our view. I'm like, oh, babe, look, they're right there.
But we tried to ignore him because we were going to keep moving.
Yeah, but then the crazy part is, I'm like, you know what, Jay, I'm actually kind of hungry. Let me just get a cheeseburger real fast, right? So they come over.
They spotted us.
And I order the food, and I figure I don't have my card on me.
I'm like, oh shit, I can't even pay for this shit. You know, at the Four Seasons, they're like, hey, we need you to pay right now, type of shit. They don't let you wait around. And then come to find out, they're like, oh no, just put it on our room. We got you.
Wow, that was good.
But is that kind of like, I don't want to say that slack, but that's like when you just like are just in that space, everything that you want, it just happens for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're lucky. They came along, they solved it. They paid it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you just, they sit down, you talk
to them. We talked to him for a little bit. And his whole thing, I found out what his
job
is.
Were they different from the other night? Were they still inviting you?
Yes.
Yeah, they were still.
And then there's this. Hang up.
Yeah. And then there's this one late. Okay. What I was getting at is, what do you do when people are talking to you and you don't want to talk? Like, we sat down, this lady's like, oh my God, is your hat made of diamonds? And I was like.
And everybody wanted to talk to us and we just wanted to keep on moving.
Like, yeah. She's like, what do you do? I'm like, I do a lot of things. I say, I need to start figuring out something to say. Yeah. She's like, so what do you do?
And I said,
I do exactly.
She might be like, oh my God. She's like, well, I don't know what that means. You say you do a lot. I mean, that could be, I'm like, well, I do a lot of things. And I'm eating a cheeseburger and fries. Well, that's what you mean. You can't do anything in peace if you go out in person. That means you go out with
they
people.
Start talking
they just start talking to you,
right.
And sidetracking.
They're all people. But what if you someone starts talking to you?
Yeah.
You put up with the pain for a couple of minutes.
Oh.
Just put up with it. For
oh,
a short
put up for
time,
a couple.
And then you've sort of given something to them.
And then
you say, okay, I've done enough bad karma for this shit. I'm out of here. And then you get out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a job to go to. You took
it off. So you always engage. You always engage and to get slapped.
Well, you keep the resistance and the conflict down to a minimum, to a dull roar.
Yeah.
The old phrase.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I'm not like I am on the radio.
Yeah.
There's a context and I can be different, but in society, I'm just a nice, quiet person.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too, for the most part. I'm always just like nice and
maybe
I cut it
short.
That's why
they
want
to be with you. That's why they see that you're kind of mild. And
yeah,
but then
when I see like something, I cut them short, I'll leave.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like.
So did you create slack, or did Ariane say, Bob, practice slack, that needs to be your model?
No, I was always slack.
You were always slack.
When Sue Bone read the book review in the fall of 1983 of the Church Book of the Subgenius, she brings over the review from People Magazine. She said, Bob, read this, it's all about you. She knew I had slack, and this little review was making some of the jokes of the book, and saying, gotta have slack, and she saw, oh, that's Bob. So she knew it, so that meant I was emanating it way back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like the greatest, worst thing, I don't want to say it's the worst thing, but for people it's going to be hard, so hard for people to think that they have to slack to get what they want now. Because the world makes you think you got to work harder. And
nobody knows what slack is. So Ian's very good at describing slack or how he tells you things.
Yeah.
What he says to do and then he cancels it and says be easy about it.
Yeah.
Ian is the ultimate slack master in what he talks about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've realized the Church Subgenius vision, and they can't get it.
Mm-hmm. There's an app out called Slack. It's an app for like, you create groups of people to talk to about projects or something, but it's called Slack.
Well, a lot of the word Slack through the Church of Jesus got around the culture a lot in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there already was the phrase, you know, get slack. It was around before the Church of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people used to say, let's slack off.
Yeah,
they used to say.
I definitely heard the word, but I never thought looked at the word as a place of living. Like, live in slack. You can live in slack, and this shit is the best life. But do you think it's okay? This must.
But I don't try to have slack.
You don't try to have slack, but you know you're.
If you do it right, you're
going to have it regardless.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if someone tries, if you say, hey, Bobby, that's this guy's over, hey, Bobby, do slack. If you're not in your power, does slack still work for you?
Probably not.
So you have to be
you
in your.
How to do it. You wouldn't know what it was.
I mean, if you say, yo, slack, just relax, bro. Just sit back. Don't even do shit.
So people relax.
Yeah.
But they get easily interrupted and upset and fucked up and they lose their slack.
Yeah.
They don't know how to be cool about the dissonance and the negativity or the contrast that comes around.
Yeah.
Life is about dealing with the contrast, basically.
That is life, dealing with the contrast.
That's more important than anything, yeah.
That's what a relationship is.
Yeah.
I mean, you get together, you have fun at first, and then you start to get irritated by each other as you get familiar.
Yeah.
That you got to learn to deal with that.
But why do you have to have contrast? Why does that...
Because if you don't, you can't create.
Well, you don't
You don't need to create.
You don't know the good stuff.
You don't know the good stuff if you can't...
Yeah, because well, it all becomes bland if it's always constantly good.
Isn't that the first... The reason why you said, let's drop our godhood? Because if there was no contrast, everything's blissful, everything's happy, you get bored, and then you're like, I need to create some
but
contrast to see that everything's good.
But someone did...
See,
when,
that's the meme is the message. Everything becomes cliche if you're in one environment all
cliche
the time.
Means what again? I know what I heard.
It's dull sameness.
Same bullshit.
You don't even notice it anymore.
So, but what I'm saying is, in 23rd Revelations, they talk about... Well, it talks about when... Back to when Lucifer was an angel and there was no disconnect. Why can't we go to that? Why do... Because...
We will, but there will, contrast will show up. Contrast showed up in heaven. The angels started fighting among themselves to sit on the right hand of man or God.
God. So, okay, so what contrast did God have? That was a contrast
that
God...
The environment is always going to be upsetting.
The new environment is always going to be upsetting for somebody, for people. But if you're creating the new environment, why do you have to...
I have to deal with everybody not getting it.
And that's the
and
contrast.
That's the contrast.
Yeah, the creator gets contrast out of it too.
Yeah. I get it.
And Buddhism calls it suffering. The human condition is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have this crazy, exaggerated emotional view of suffering.
I hate that suffering one.
Yeah. So you want a different kind of word.
I'd rather have contrast.
I am brought in a new environment by using the word contrast.
Because you said you got to suffer to get this or whatever.
There's a whole baggage to it now.
Because I answered like, everything, you always have to have contrast. It doesn't mean that the contrast has to be huge. It could be little.
Yeah.
Your contrast could be really small.
And that's the key to get
and
to that, being
like,
able to have the contrast.
Have contrast, but it's small. It's not like a big problem. Like, that, right? Like, it's a diet or an issue that's so bad.
Well, I used to say to people that I deal with bad ideas or whatever every day.
Mm-hmm.
I take what comes. And I say, therefore, I don't have any big one. Because if you're ignoring the daily little frustrations, it'll build up. And then you're about a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So always accept a little. I'm not looking for perfect utopia. Have a little contrast every day and don't get upset about it. And Ion said that Carolyn has a great pain threshold. Nothing bothers her on the day. But Bob can't take anything. he says, when Bob gets a little fingernail starts hurting, he says, everybody stop, fucking fix it. Fix this fucking thing. That's what he says I do.
If
I
it happens,
the world will stop and fix my little
stops.
Yeah, but Bob can't take any irritation.
Yeah.
But I also had known I kind of did that by taking any contrast and dealing with it right away.
Yeah.
But Ian's very good at making it humorous.
Wow. Marshall motherfucking McLuhan.
Now, what's interesting is I never told everybody to stop and fix it.
Yeah.
Because I ain't around a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But I do that with Carolyn.
So you'll do that with her.
Yeah. If something happens, I look over, there's a doctor, and she always has a solution.
Oh, that's true.
She's a Mrs. Fix-It. There's a Mr. Fix-It.
She's a Mrs. Fix-It.
She's a Mrs.
She knows how to fix anything. Anything
she
can happen.
Anything.
Yeah.
When we were moved into City Island, Bob Marshall came to stay with us. And we had to put a bed in and we put it up on the wall.
Yeah.
And I think it was up there for a while and then we had to put it down.
Yeah.
So Bob Marshall, he has muscles and that. He goes up and he's fucking playing with it.
Yeah.
He can't fucking get up.
Yeah.
I go up, I try, we can't. We give up.
Yeah.
And we go to the Bob land, you just give up. Oh, fuck it. We'll sleep up vertical.
We'll fucking stand.
Yeah. I don't get too involved in it.
We'll
it's just more.
We'll fucking stand up. Yeah.
So we go in the kitchen and then about a half hour later, Carol walks in and we say, we got a problem with the bed and this. Yeah. No, no, I just fixed it.
Who's okay? They go, what?
They go, what? You?
Yeah.
Little girl? Yeah, it came down.
Boom.
So, she was a bit impressive. She took this thing that required strength, but knew how to move it some magical way, and it worked.
Yeah.
She's always kind of doing that, surprising people.
Yeah, she gets back tomorrow, right?
No, Friday.
Friday night.
But she always has crazy little ways of fixing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she's walking around with a kerchief on.
Yeah.
What are you fucking doing? Oh, I hurt my neck. And she's got a little pad, a little water bottle, and it works. She can invent ways to fix it.
You know? When you're away from her, do you miss her?
No, because it's so short. I'm too busy. I like her being away because I can get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with whatever contrast or whatever
that's happening with going on.
To her. I have to put her to bed. I don't have to put anybody to bed.
Yeah. All this. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, really, it's a routine.
100%.
Yeah. I get free from the routine.
Yep.
She does.
Same with Jack. I go to sleep first. He stays up till morning time. And I'm always like, I'm going to bed. Are you coming to bed? Same thing every night.
Yeah.
No. What time are you coming to bed? I don't know. Okay. And then sometimes I fall asleep and I wake up and he's not in bed. I'm like, are you coming to bed? No.
I'm up. Like you said you're busy. You're doing things up. I don't know. I'm not.
I have my routine and I do things in a certain time.
You go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
I work better at night.
My time frame, I know. And I wake up earlier than him. And I have my time frame of how I do everything at that same time. He doesn't.
Because I don't really have me time during the day. Everybody's bombarding me with shit. And I'm, like I said, I'm getting massaged by this NBA thing or this Neymar thing. And I'm getting massaged by it. So during the day, that's when everybody's acting. Boom, boom, boom. But like 1, 2, 3 in the morning, motherfuckers are asleep. I just had peace. I don't have to like listen to nobody.
Right.
And that's kind of like
I have very little interaction with.
But
I think I don't talk to anybody. Now that I'm thinking about
during the week.
Never.
Yeah.
Besides my family, my sisters, and my parents, I don't talk to nobody.
Yeah, but that's too much with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interacting with people.
That's interacting. Yeah. That's it. I don't have, like, no business, nothing. And even though I have my own brand and business, like, it's very the same thing, and I don't interact. And even when I do get people interacting with me, I don't reply.
Yeah, she had like good people talking on her pictures. She won't say shit. Like Jermaine, right back, they're saying they love your hats, and it's the biggest motto in the world. Like,
why don't you?
I don't know.
Well, maybe you should a little bit.
But then you say is that something having to do with knowing how to use media?
You don't get bothered by it. You react.
I don't react to it. But I know that I could a little more, and I'm working on it, because why not?
What do you think IAM means when you got to convince the tech body? Is convincing the tech body putting content out, and you're putting... One can be able to put something out and put it out and not have a feeling with what they're putting out, but are in their power and knowing what they're put out is going to be whatever they... kind of said it's going to be, like, not always putting the time. Oh, I got to make sure I post this at Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. and just like put it out, convince the tech.
Another thing is to recognize your product is useless. You know,
the product is useless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kids may not want this blanket thing sleeping with other people.
Yeah,
you know, you have to remember that point too. So like you don't keep duality? Beating a dead horse. What?
Like duality, like. Yes, my product.
No, he's there going to get it. I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you got to also recognize, no, that one ain't going to happen. You got to remember that, too.
So you think like that, too, and then it always happens?
Yeah. Like you don't rely on it happening so much. Like you're thinking, I got to figure out how to make this happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's too limited. You got to accept it not happening. So incorporate that.
And then something else can happen.
And that might bounce off you're too intensely trying to make it happen. Like, you know, that's what Ryan says about Bob. I mean, Bob does this, but he don't care.
He don't care.
Bob does it, he don't care.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, you don't care.
And they call him up, Bob, he just made another $4 billion. Bob doesn't care.
Yeah.
So Bob recognizes the disservice of whatever good stuff happens.
Yeah, because you weren't even thinking about the billion. You weren't even pushing against it. And then now you get a billion. Oh, okay.
What am I going to do with it? You know, like buy a yacht. Then I got a stupid yacht to fucking deal with.
Yeah.
And I got to hire people to look at.
Yeah.
See, that's what Carol says. Bob says no to everything. She makes a suggestion. No.
No.
And then after a while, I kind of adjust, and then maybe I'll do it. But that's the joke. Bob says no first.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
You say no first.
So Carol usually goes in and does it without telling me, you know?
Yeah.
And then I go later, you didn't fucking tell me. Well, you just say no.
Yeah.
That's true, but I don't like this. It's not good. Too bad.
I don't like this. It's not good.
Yeah,
I don't like this. No, it's not good. Is it just because you just say no?
Or yeah, it's a habit.
It's just a habit, no. Yeah.
But I think it's my basic thing. I don't want to get involved in any bullshit of anything. Everything's bullshit. I'm not getting involved. I'm not here.
Yeah, you don't want to get involved.
Mainly, I'm not here. So you ask me something, you're making me think I'm here. So I just say no.
Because you don't even want to be here. You want to be...
Well, no.
Well, not like...
Here. I don't make a big deal about being here.
Yeah. You don't make it a big deal about being here. It's not that you don't want to be here.
Right. Okay. I'm detached from being here.
Okay.
But I don't mind being here.
It's so like, you don't want to be here. You don't want to get Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
I don't want... What did I just say? I don't...
It's not that you don't want to be here. You just...
Yeah, and it's not that I don't
want to
not be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
it's not
want,
a, yeah.
Not both yeah. and.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And nobody can deal with that. No, you've got to have a direction and purpose to be a normal jerk.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to go to work. I got to do this and
that.
They come around me, there's kind of like nothing going on.
Yeah, you know? It's like...
Apparently nothing going
but
on
But at the
here,
same
Bob.
Time, everything's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, then the whole world comes to me. And then people are telling me, well, you're in charge, Bob. Mr. Trump's coming over next week.
And then you got to get ready.
Jesus Christ. Not have him come over.
So do you sit, so your daily day, like today, you woke up at, what time did you wake up?
Well, I went to bed late. I went to bed at 4:30. And
what are you doing? Like taking notes and shit? Or like watching TV?
TV, writing stuff.
What do you watch
emailing.
Though?
Emailing. Well, I haven't watched TV in 8 months, many months, but I watched the new
people. You haven't watched it in 8 months.
Yeah, I used to watch a lot, but I didn't do a lot.
Yeah.
And because we're more busy in what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so I watched, when I heard Peaky Blinders, the fifth season was out, I watched that last week, and it was good.
Okay. So
and then someone told me to look at this movie, Ed Long, to look at the... It's about the economy. Jeez, funny, I don't remember it.
Oh, okay.
But Meryl Streep, it's on Netflix. You start this week.
Oh.
And it's about the virtual economy and how it's fucking up people.
Oh, really?
So Meryl Streep's lousy. I don't like it that much. But
she's getting washed up. She's getting old, huh?
Yeah, what was it? The bankers, the money, the economy? Is some silly title. Maybe I'll email
check
it.
Check it out, okay.
The politician?
No. The arrangement. The loan. I don't know what it was. But why did I stop? Okay, so I got up. But,
oh, yeah, she got up.
I had to go to my massage.
Oh, with that guy. Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have Carolyn to wake me up.
So how do you get there? Do you walk there?
No, the guy was coming, but I have to be ready for him at 8:45.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I went to bed a little bit earlier because I'm going to sleep 3.5 hours.
Yeah. So.
But I made it 4.5 hours in case I slept in and give me time to wake up.
Yep.
And I woke up at like 8:20, right in time.
And then he came.
Yeah, and so I did that, and then I came home and did some computer emails, and then I talked to JW,
mm-hmm.
and then I read some stuff. And
like, what do you read? Is it just random? Like, what is it?
It might be an article on the internet or my book. I'm looking through the Zappa book to see where he defines a tech body.
That's where you found that tech body.
So I was doing that. Then I went to the beach.
And what time did you go to the beach at? Like 3?
4. 4:15.
Okay, so that's like the end of your day. The cool down.
Yeah, and I had to get back in time to come here at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there was something about my routine.
Is that your routine every day? Like in the morning, wake up?
Not every day. It's just, I don't go to the beach every day.
It's just different. Do you plan it or do you just get up and this is how it goes?
I plan what I have to do, like Carolyn's show.
Okay.
Or a Tuesday show.
Yeah.
Or a Saturday show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the chiropractor.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
All
the rest is
just play.
It's
so
just
not,
play.
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
Just show up and play, Bob. You know.
Yeah.
So, it's. But there was some other thing. Like tonight, I got to put the garbage out.
Oh, is that this today? Tomorrow's trash day. I will do that. I have to do that too.
Yeah, which I wasn't thinking of, but I'm glad I just said it.
Yeah.
You got garbage, you want to put it
put
out.
Up. Yeah. Yeah, we got to do that.
You have to do it.
I'll do it.
So the, and there's always people emailing.
Yeah.
Or answering, yelling at me on the forums, you know.
Saying what, like?
Random stuff.
Just random shit?
Well, yeah, different things, like, Alex Kuskis on the McLuhan forum posted a picture from the Meaty Minutes of Massage book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nude girl going like this.
Mm-hmm.
And McLuhan says, clothing is an extension of the skin.
So he said, McLuhan said,
clothing is an extension of the skin. I love that one.
Clothing is an extension of the skin. What does he mean by that, you think?
Well, the book is an extension of the eye.
Okay, so clothing.
The wheel's extension of the feet in motion.
Okay, okay, got
clothing
it.
Is an extension of the skin.
Okay, yeah, yeah, sure, got it, got it.
So, so I pointed out to Alex, I said, that's a picture of Mary McLuhan. Mary McLuhan put her nude self in there, and yeah, his daughter, and no one knows it was her.
No one knows it was her.
Yeah, so so Alex says, Jesus Christ, Bob, you always come up with shit that no one else would come up with.
Yeah, yeah.
No one else would know that was Mary McLuhan.
Yeah.
So he was quite amazed by that. But then I had to pleasantly type a response to him, you know, explain how it happened. Which reminds me, you know, what I did today at 2 o'clock was the Fittings Weight group with Scott talking to.
Oh, Wednesday.
Oh. Yeah, and Scott was the only guy who showed up, so we went through Fittings Weight for a couple hours.
So
that same Scott that calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just walk. You just try to understand Finnegan's Wake more, or
yeah, I was teaching him.
Okay.
He didn't know anything about it. So
do you think that's an important book to know, Finnegan's Wake?
Yeah, you should know how to read it. You have to know why it happened.
Yeah.
And that's an important book and mystery in history of literature.
What's more important, that book or understanding media, Marshall McLuhan? If you had to tell somebody, hey, look,
understanding media is a literal translation of Finnegan's Wake.
Oh.
He said it was so important, I'm going to translate it.
Because it's so fucking, it's Finnegan's Wake. Yeah. Oh, shit. So they're both equally important.
Finnegan's Wake has no beginning, no end, right? It's like. Right.
Or if it's a radio show, it just turns off at that point on page 628. The audio went off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read it and you try to make it go and attach to the first page again, then you think it's a cycle. But that's just the eye medium or the book version. The radio program version is it just turned off.
Mm-hmm. 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 Wow. Damn, man. People are fucked. People are fucked.
So much. Anyway.
People are fucked.
But that's normal, and they're all going to die, so
what does it matter? It's like, I'm sure, like, the guy next door, he's like a doctor. I always see him in his stuff. If like, he probably
has, see him in his stuff.
Yeah, he always, like, if they're driving in, we see, like, or if we're coming in, they'll have, like, they'll have his scrubs on. Like, so I'm like, I know he's a doctor, like, and I'm sure he has no fucking clue about none of this.
No, he doesn't.
He's dead. He's done.
Yeah. He's killing people.
Yeah.
Wow. How many people do you think know about Marshall McLuhan now? I don't think people...
No, a lot of people know about him now.
They
because,
do?
Because it got popular to explain Trump. It doesn't work, but people don't know anything about the media. Trump shocked them, and they looked around and saw McLuhan seemed to be
kind
talking about that kind of stuff. So there's been a real revival of him.
Oh,
the last but few years.
But see, but I'm saying that's you.
It's me,
yeah.
And the, damn,
it's their version of me. They should be listening to me. My stuff's better than McLuhan for now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not lonely at the top.
It's
a lot of slack at the top.
A lot of slack at the top.
It's good to be king.
It's good to be king.
Little man goes around. Oh, I'm glad I'm not.
Yeah.
What?
He says it's good to be Bob.
How's that when the second color comes back and everybody's waiting for wisdom and it just says it's good to be Bob? How's that for all in the universe?
Yeah. A lot of sweat.
But there was something. Yeah, little man thinks it's bad at the top.
Yeah.
They watch movies about how bad it is. Yeah. Alienated movies.
Yeah.
And they feel guilty for having like an amazing life or slacking.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, it's like they go into the yoga and the spiritual stuff and then they start like feeling bad that if you have money and if you have slack and you have power and you have all this amazing life, then they start feeling guilty about it. And it's like, okay,
that's their self-contrast.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to get contrast.
You're going to get
it. They get it on a feeling, emotional level. Mm-hmm. They're doing great, and then contrast may not show up externally. It shows up inside.
Mm.
And they don't know how to deal with that flip.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a way that you can control your contrast and how it comes to you. So whether it's like something you see, whether
it's
a fit.
That's the secret of life. That's what you're supposed to learn how to do, where contrast grows strangely dim.
Yeah. I wonder if I'm going to ask that question.
You don't like pay too much attention to it. You just kind of got to like understand that you're always going to have contrast.
Yeah, I insist there's no negative. There's no such thing as contrast. There's no contrast.
Yeah.
I was saying and life is a consisting of contrast. That's the important basic, mm-hmm. the ebb and flow of the tide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm saying, no, there's no negative. There's no contrast.
But they're so bad.
No, Bob, you're saying that right now.
Yeah, I switched.
You switched it. So that's what it is. So we're good. There's no contrast anymore.
No contrast anymore. No.
This is breaking age, right? You know what I just said?
Oh my God, my mind melted again because you went back to how you brought everybody down.
Yeah.
There was no contrast, and you said, there's no contrast, so let's create contrast, and that's how we felt.
So everybody got all contrast for millions of years.
Yeah.
And Bob's, okay, it's all over. I am here, no more contrast.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
it's all bullshit.
Oh my God. My mind melted again right
now.
Right there. Because that's how open.
What's your name again?
Yeah,
write that down. Yeah. I melt.
That's how open.
October 23rd.
My mind. That's right there. Yeah.
That's how open out brought everybody down. There was no contrast in the world.
When you say he brought everybody, what you mean? Like,
okay, so everybody was we're gods, and there's no contrast. Everybody was in bliss. Like, no contrast. And open out said, hey, there's no contrast. It's boring. Let's drop our godhood, create contrast, and then pick up our godhood again. And that's how we fell.
Yeah, but now we're back.
And everybody was like in that state forever.
Yeah.
But then when you said that, there's no contrast anymore, it fucked me up.
Right. It switched. A massage that you were going in the way.
Yes. Because I was
and
like,
I tripped you.
That's a story that happened.
So,
and there is no time. And there's time, and wait, that's what happened before, and now we're here again, and it just.
So is that how, would you say this is how things will change if you say there is no contrast?
There's no contrast.
And now, so if you say.
You brought it back. Oh my God, I have to tell Ion this. You brought it back. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
You finally said, okay, we're back. There's no contrast.
What a great trip we had.
So easy like this, having dinner. There's no contrast anymore.
And if Ion was here, he would have been like, Jack, he said there's no more. Stop asking him. I'm like, are you sure, Bob? Did you just say that?
That's right, Bob.
Occam's razor.
It's very simple.
He said it. It's on tape too. I'm recording. We're at 38 minutes right now.
Oh, good.
We got it on tape.
Church of Subdues, they go, Bob said it. That's good enough for me.
Wow. That's
this
fucking.
This is major.
Is this part of lockdown?
Yeah, we got to play this on the radio.
Oh, yeah. We got it. We got 38. We on 38:30. So basically, what? Wow.
I'm still recovering.
Yeah. Wow. That's. It happens right here.
Bob
right?
said it. That's good enough.
It's good
for
enough
me.
For me. Hey, look.
Good enough for me.
Bob said that. Oh, good. I accept it. That's good.
Wow. So that's a part of a lockdown Bob rule.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob gets his way.
So it's all, your lockdown ball rule can always be changing and switching. You could wake up tomorrow and say, oh, contrast is back.
Yeah.
But that's not Occam's razor. That's the bullshit that I'm doing again.
Yeah. That's the tetrad.
Yeah.
See, flip. But I can't be flipping arbitrarily. You have to do it at the right time, and then it'll affect people.
Uh-huh.
If you guys get used to me flipping, then it won't work.
Now we're
no
contrast.
I'm going to be consistent for a while.
Does it feel, hey, come on. Does it feel lighter in here to you, or is it just me?
My mind melted. I'm sorry when you said there's no more contrast. It took me back.
It was like, stir it! What? Who did this motherfucker just say?
I'm trying to open out, and I felt like I saw the whole thing happen. We fell from godhood, and then we came back.
Finally,
and I was like, oh, my God, it's a 360. There's no time. It's everything melted. I don't know what's going on.
It's like Roxy says, I'm 14 again.
Oh.
I'm a god again.
Yeah, she feels like there's life, there's fun, things going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and then she gets, the gin comes in, fucks their fortune. She's a 14-year-old, she loses her virginity with the gin.
Wow. That's,
but she's redoing it and having a better time at it.
She's like doing it again.
Yeah. No, she really, and people keep thinking she looks younger.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. She feels like she did when she was a quadrant. That's kind of like the end of the scene. That's the Android meme quadrant.
Oh, really? So that was the end of the Android meme?
Yeah.
Hold on. It's okay.
14 is the Android meme, but that includes its end. But its actual end is 8. So if it was 144.
Like 144 chromosomes.
That's 8.
Yeah. Oh, 4% plus 1.
140 is a good number. That's 14.
So the okay. So the world goes every I don't know what to call it, century or mono timing is in a quadrant. That's what your tiny note chart is.
Well, here's the joke. It's a chart with 5 parts.
Yeah.
And we talk about them as quarters. A quadrant is one quarter.
It's one quarter.
So
okay.
It doesn't even make sense on that level.
Yeah.
Bob say, well, we're in the LaRouche quadrant. Yeah, but there's 5 parts. Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just blurred it. Anybody can forget it.
I got you.
Right. So, but there is, each is an environment, a climate.
And right now is the pentad.
You hear that? Was that a clock? Or
that's
your
phone.
Email?
That's your phone?
Yeah, maybe it's your phone, something over there, right?
So we're in pentad right now.
No, we're in hexad.
I mean hexad.
We're off the chart.
We're off the chart. We're off the chart.
Yeah.
When do you think, when are you going to build, when is that part going to be up on the chart, the hexad?
It's on the charts at the very bottom. It says, waiting for organic bodies, the 5 quadrants are waiting.
Okay.
The spinning clothing crystals have danced the hexad vertisement.
What are the spinning crystals?
The quadrants.
Okay, the
Orphic Baroque Spirals.
The what?
Orphic Baroque Spirals. That's the name of the Dobbs Quadrant. Orphic Baroque Spirals.
And what does that mean?
Orphic is an ancient Greek mystery, mystical cult.
Okay.
Orpheus.
Mm-hmm.
Orphic or Orpheus. Mm-hmm. And it means
Orpheus. Age. Morpheus was on Matrix. His name was Morpheus.
Yes, that's another part of the Dobbs Quadrant.
Oh, it is.
Orphic is the spherical. Holistic sphere, the egg.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's not a simple egg. Under the last 30 years, it's been a quite permutating,
mm-hmm.
odd egg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Baroque egg,
mm-hmm.
and it's spiraling and spinning.
Okay.
So the spinning clothing crystals,
mm-hmm.
have danced the unfolding of the hexadic.
Mm-hmm.
It's an advertisement for the hexadic.
It's an advertisement
for the hexadic.
For the hexadic.
So it becomes hex advertisement. The hex
so,
emerges.
So is the
and that's all happening while we're waiting for organic bodies. Then the iron.
So what are organic bodies?
Yeah. No, we became organic bodies when iron showed up.
Okay.
We got into the hex attic on March 18, 2009.
So how big does advertisement going to play to...
No, the chart is an advertisement.
Oh, the chart is an advertisement.
It's a prediction of the hex attic. I was predicting the hex attic.
Okay. Wow.
And that was based on Carolyn working with the MIR technology that treated AIDS successfully. So I knew that would be an amazing thing to sell back then, if anybody noticed. It made us get used to having a solution
mm-hmm.
to things.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want solutions. They don't believe they're possible.
Yeah.
So they just compromise.
And they put
up with more contrast.
More contrast.
Needed.
Wow. That's crazy. Bob's in charge.
Very easy. Very good to be Bob.
Very easy.
It's so easy. Everybody else is running around trying to do something.
You just
figure out how to do it. We're not going to figure it out, so I just be in charge by not doing anything. I talk a lot. I do a lot on some level.
Yeah.
Ian says that all through the years, Carol and I were hardly ever in our home.
You were always out.
Off other worlds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like taking 5 weeks off and zooming out there for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Coming back, and that was just an hour in this time. And so I thought back, yeah, there's a lot of hours that have happened where Carol and I are not interacting. Mm-hmm.
So when he says you're in another world, you're literally in your house up here, but you guys is it traveling when you're sleeping? Or is it
when you're conscious.
And you guys are going to other worlds.
I could have been, if I'm as good as Ian says I am, I have been in other worlds over the last couple hours, but you didn't notice it. I was gone for 5 hours, but I was only maybe absent when I went to the bathroom for 1 minute.
Wow. So that's what probably Ion says when I asked him one time about getting a tactile feeling from the angels. He says you have to be open that from many other worlds and everything. Like, for example, what you just said, nobody would ever believe or even think like, okay, you're here right here and you're telling me you went to another world. Yeah. Like, there's no, but when you open
up. Ian tells you, that's one of the first things we learned.
Yeah.
Is that you can be gone for 10 seconds and be somewhere for 2 years. Because there's no real finite time. So it's all malleable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. So that when you know there's no time, all these variations of timeliness are possible.
Yeah.
And they're like hallucinations of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's no rules to it. So you can't even say how long I was away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So if you start thinking that way all the time, it's an interesting thing to have as a quote belief system for a while.
And is that what you do? Is that what you try to do? Open your mind up?
Just remember the possibilities.
The possibilities.
And then I also, when I'm sleeping, I think of not being here.
Oh, really?
I don't think of dreaming or normal sleep.
You think of going somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm going somewhere else.
And so you're going to sleep.
Carolyn's always amazed. She says, Bob, he looks the best just before he goes to bed. His hair's all perfect.
Yeah.
He's all shiny and that. He's all fresh. Yeah. I usually shower before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And I haven't been doing it lately, but generally I am. And I said, yeah, man, I'm going party, man.
Oh, so you got to look good.
Yeah, party. I'm there.
Oh, so you're going to, because most people go to sleep at night either thinking about their problems, they got to wake up to the next day, they got to think about what they got to do tomorrow, they're thinking about what they did today, they're thinking about what I want to dream about. You're thinking about, all right, I'm about to go to another world. And that's your belief system every night that you've been going to sleep is, all right, I'm going somewhere else.
Right. And if I wake up tired, it's not because I didn't get enough sleep.
It's because you're traveling.
I'm party to her.
Do you feel a difference? Do you feel like astral plane, like your body is getting out of your body when you're traveling?
I don't feel it.
You don't even.
I just go unconscious and then I wake up. And very short, my sleep experience.
Yeah.
I don't have long, drawn out dreams.
Do you feel rested when you're up, though?
Oh, yeah. Unless I don't. But then up and I'll do some RNA drops or something. Pretty quickly, it goes away.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't massage it with bad stuff that you think might, like coffee or something.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, we use coffee every morning. Is that bad for you, coffee?
According to Carol, it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does it do to you? She said.
Well,
I'll ask her. Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Carol's in charge. I just say, yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boss.
Yes, boss.
Wow. Don't eat any coffee. No problem.
We've been drinking coffee for the past, 4 years straight?
Well,
you're in your powers, whatever, but.
Well, you should check with Carolyn because you might need to balance it off.
With something else.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've been drinking it since, I don't know why.
Made me start drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
I never drank that shit.
You guys started drinking it for 4 years when you met.
No.
She was drinking it first and then.
My mom was drinking coffee. And when we were kids, I remember in kindergarten, she was giving me coffee.
That shit wakes me up. I love it.
It just gets you've been drinking coffee all your life?
Only in the mornings.
That explains a lot.
Only in the mornings. I don't like drinking it any other time. It's not like I won't ever drink it in the afternoon, nothing. It's just in the morning. I like the smell of it.
And you're saying that to a person who's never had a coffee.
Never.
Never had a
Would you ever try one?
Like, I love the smell
Maybe.
Of it.
Maybe.
Yeah, it is a nice smell
it's
sometimes.
It's a smell that, like, it makes me...
But I'm not up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm usually sleeping through the coffee through era. For people going to work and that.
And I've been waking up for school, for work, early, ever, for my whole life, so...
Damn.
You've had a miserable life, then. Until recently.
Until recently, when Slack was gone. I mean, not Slack, Contrast was gone.
Yeah.
This is about to be beautiful.
And Slack came in. But I don't drink coffee, I think, because I need it. I attach it to, like, a new day. And then just where I start my day thinking about, it's, like, a good day and I'm waking up.
If they banned coffee... You'd have to adjust to that.
Yeah.
You might be able to do it, but
I could do
that
it.
Would be a big contrast maybe.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be vulnerable to that.
Yeah.
You should take fast from coffee.
From coffee, maybe like a week, don't drink it. And would I do tea or don't do nothing?
I don't know. You might have to do something, but don't do coffee.
Yeah. I've done it in the past where I went for a while try it? Without it. No.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it on a vacation.
Yeah, fuck. He's like, no.
I mean, I could do it, but
nah. John Belushi used to do that. You know that John?
Who?
Belushi?
John Belushi?
Yes.
Oh yeah, the actor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to end his skits like that.
Nah, like that?
Nah.
Yeah, he'd be saying, "Yeah, I could do that."
Nah. He's the guy who had his hair like this, right? He's have his hair combed back.
I can't remember.
Not all the time.
He died in 82, drug overdose supposedly, or maybe he was murdered.
At the Chateau Marmont.
Yeah, where they all die.
Damn.
The medium is the massage, the message, mass age.
And the mess age.
And the mess age.
And that's it, folks. End of recording.
Oh, this is... All right, this is...